here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Sue Hubbell, born in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 1935. She said, "No one expected much from little girls growing up in the 30s in Kalamazoo. Mine was a family of high aspirers, but they gave up on me. I was left pretty much alone. I look at today's youngsters with their enrichment programs, after-school lessons and activities, busily building resumes so they can get into Harvard, and realize I was given a wonderful gift, a happy childhood of my own making. I climbed trees and sat in the tops of them for long, long periods of time." She became a journalist, a bookstore manager, librarian at Brown University, where her husband taught. But they weren't satisfied with their lives. They quit their jobs. They bought 99 acres in the Ozarks in Missouri and took up beekeeping. And after 30 years of marriage, the two of them got divorced, and she, Sue Hubbell, found herself alone, middle-aged, living on a big farm producing honey, and she started to write down her own story. She said, "I was writing for myself, and what I put on paper over the next couple of years was unlike anything I had written before. I traced the natural history of my hilltop from one springtime to the next, discovering by the second spring that I was in a new place and understanding the value of where I was." That book was A Country Year, Living the Questions. Her other books include A Book of Bees, Waiting for Aphrodite, and From Here to There and Back Again. It's the birthday of Rick Warren, born Redwood Valley, California, 1954, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For?, which sold more than 30 million copies when it came out in 2002. He got out of Baptist seminary and decided to start his own church from scratch in Saddleback County, California. He went door to door asking people if they went to church, and if not, what kind of church they would like, and decided they wanted a casual church. So he preached in a Hawaiian shirt, incorporated contemporary rock music, gave practical advice in his sermons, and over the next 15 years, his church grew from 200 people to more than 20,000. And it's the birthday of the novelist David Lodge, born in London, 1935. Born into a traditional Catholic family, his novels reflecting his own life, The Picture Goers, Ginger, You're Barmy, and The British Museum is Falling Down, about a Catholic graduate student working on his thesis. It's the birthday of the novelist Colette, born in a village in France, 1873, author of 50 novels, including Gigi, which was made into a movie. She died in 1954, 81 years old, the first woman in the history of France to be given a state funeral. 6,000 people filed by her casket and covered it in flowers. Colette, who said, "Sit down and put down everything that comes into your head, and then you're a writer. But an author is one who can judge his own stuff's worth without pity and destroy most of it." Here's a poem for today by David Budbill. Winter is the best time. Winter is the best time to find out who you are. Quiet contemplation time, away from the rushing world. Cold time, dark time, holed up, pulled in time and space to see that inner landscape, that place hidden and within. David Budbill's poem, Winter is the Best Time, from While We've Still Got Feet, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well. Do good work and keep in touch.